Hi there, this is Chris Piercy with the Gist of It podcast. And if you're listening to this at the time of release and you're in the UK, oh my God, it's hot. It's like a million degrees. Well, it's actually not. It's mid-20s, which for the UK is very hot. And what I wanted to do is actually just create a podcast about getting to sleep when it's hot. And this might seem slightly away from what I might normally do, but like, sleep is one of the most important things for keeping yourself healthy, mentally healthy, physically healthy, emotionally healthy, and just keeping your shit together. Now, if you have multiple bad nights sleep in a row, it can really, really mess with you. So at the moment, whilst it's roasting hot, thought I would put something together so that to help you get better night's sleep, to help you, your mental health, and just generally how you're feeling about everything. And most importantly, without spending any more money, because if you look at, if you start Googling, oh, how can I sleep better when it's hot? Then people say, oh, buy a fan. Well, yeah, okay, cool. That literally, that joke was free. Yeah, you can buy a fan. You spend 40, 50, 60 quid on a fan. And then the electricity to run a fan overnight with current electricity prices is about £1 million an hour. It's not that much, but you don't want to be running a fan. It's too expensive. And people say, oh, yeah, you need to buy Egyptian cotton sheets. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go and drop however much money on some Egyptian cotton for my sheets because I have lots of money at the moment. Like, people, we're facing a cost of living crisis at the moment. We do not want to be spending any more money. You don't want to be buying new pillows. That's the other suggestion. Or buy this particular type of pillow and you'll sleep much better. Or even more ridiculous, buy a new mattress. Mattresses are about, like, a mattress which they're talking about, they're about £300, £400, £500. No one wants to be spending that. So this is all about, stuff which isn't going to cost you anything. There's also kind of some like ridiculous suggestions out there, like, put your bed sheets in the freezer before you go to bed. I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that that will, like, cool you down. But if you've had a long day and, it says, oh, just put them in the freezer, put them in a bag and put them in the freezer whilst you're brushing your teeth, like, and then get them out. It's like, who the actual fuck wants to make, like, there's nothing more annoying as a grown-up, I don't think. Well, there is. But there's some hyperbole. There is nothing more annoying than having a long day, wanting to get into bed and go to sleep, and then finding that the bed needs to be made. So the last thing you want to do is unmake your bed, put the sheets in the freezer, and then remake your bed. I mean, if you've got the time to do that, then it will work. It will help you, I'm sure. But other than that, oh my God, what the hell? Another suggestion was to soak a towel and then have another towel underneath you and lay the cold towel on top of you. And the towel underneath you stops your bed getting wet. I'm like, I'm sure that not all the water is going to end up on that bottom towel. It's like, I'm sure that it will work, but you just, yeah, just ridiculous stuff. So these are all, everything that I'm about to tell you, I'm going to get into the actual helpful stuff now, I think is helpful. It's going to work and it isn't going to cost you any money, most importantly. So first of all, if you happen to have a hot water bottle, then put cold water in it and use a cold water bottle to keep yourself nice and cool. I mean, there's nothing particularly groundbreaking about that as a thing. It's pretty normal, but a lot of these you might have heard, some of them you won't have. I'm not going to make this long, I'm just going to kind of rattle through them. Another thing that for me is perfectly obvious, but for other people it might not be, but keep your curtains shut during the daytime. I think that I don't think anyone would think that stopping the sunlight would make it hotter in there. But yeah, keep your curtains shut, stop the sun heating up the room. Pretty obvious there. Turn off all your lights and your electronics. Turning off the lights during the day. Not that you probably have them on because it's the middle of the summer, but any electronics at all that are on will be producing a little bit of heat, so keep them off. keep, if you're in a relationship and you sleep in bed with a partner, then keep away from each other. You know, that's again pretty obvious. Shut your pets out, again, brutal, but you know, they'll be okay. They don't need to sleep on you. They can sleep somewhere else. Just tell them to go away. One thing which I think is this is like the number one thing that I do as soon as it starts getting hot, is open the windows during the day, particularly at the opposite ends of the house, and just get that airflow going through, and just try and keep those open as long as you can, as late as you can. I mean, if you live somewhere more isolated, then you can keep them open all night. You know, that's a great thing to do. If you live somewhere like, I live next to a road, which can get busy in the morning, so, and there's seagulls around, so I tend to keep them open until I go to sleep, and then I'll shut them, because, you know, there's no point in it being nice and cool for you to sleep if you've got seagulls or cars waking you up far too early. So yeah, keeping the getting the windows open for as long as you can and getting that airflow going through the house. Staying hydrated. Yeah, dehydration is you're gonna be sweating more, and you know, if you feel unhydrated, no, that's not the word, dehydrated. If you feel dehydrated, then you will wake up and your body will say, "Hey, you need some water." So you want to be drinking a good amount of water, but you know, not so much that you're getting up multiple times in the night to go to the toilet. Next up, if you have a downstairs to your house, that is going to be colder than your upstairs due to science. So you know, if things are really bad and you can't sleep upstairs, then you know, you can move down to the floor. That will be a little bit cooler than sleeping on your bed. Or, you know, move all the way downstairs and sleep on the sofa, which will be cooler again. Next up, you have a cold compress. You know, like you've got a little bump on your head and you've gone to the school nurse and they put a cold compress on it. You can put a cold compress on your head to cool you down. That's a pretty obvious one. Less obvious, but similar. Ice pack on your pulse points. So the places where you might take your pulse, typically like your wrists, those are pulse points because that's where the veins are closest to the surface. So if you put some ice on an ice pack on there, then the blood will get cooled as it passes there. So your overall kind of core temperature should drop slightly. Bit of a weird one, but you know, it works. Never tried it, but apparently it works. Science tells us it works, so I'm gonna trust that it does. Next up, lose the duvet. I mean, when I went to sleep last night, I didn't have anything, didn't have any sheet or duvet at all. Just had pillows. Who needs a duvet when it's like still 20 degrees at night? That's completely unnecessary. Get naked. Woo! Obviously, the less you are wearing, the cooler you're going to be. Pretty self-explanatory. Less obvious and maybe slightly impractical, but if you don't already, then sleep on your side rather than on your back or your front. I mean, you shouldn't sleep on your front anyway because it's horrific for your back. But yeah, if you sleep on your side, then you have a greater surface area exposed to the air, and therefore you will not be as hot. So sleeping on your side, definitely a good thing to do. Here's one thing that you shouldn't do, which I think a lot of people recommend, is to have a cold shower before bed. That is not a good idea, apparently, according to science, because having a cold shower encourages your body to work harder to, you know, kind of warm itself up, so you actually will be warmer afterwards. So not a good thing to do that. And the next one I'm going to say is actually a really good one in general, if you're having a bad night's sleep, regardless of whether it's hot or whether it is normal temperature, is the idea of just acceptance. Accept that you're having a bad night's sleep. Accept that you're not getting to sleep well. Because the worst thing you can do when you're struggling to get to sleep is start to thrash around and get really wound up and annoyed because you're not sleeping. Because that just, you know, ends up means you're thrashing around, you're making yourself warmer, your brain starts working even harder, starts thinking about all the terrible things that are going to happen because you're not getting a good night's sleep, blah, blah, blah. And it's actually a lot better to just go, I'm having a bad night's sleep, and that's okay. You know, it's not what you want to be happening, but that is what is happening. Just to kind of that acceptance of it. And, you know, you can do some sort of meditation. Great thing to do just to kind of calm yourself down. I've got some meditation and sleep kind of podcast things you can listen to, or there's other people out there if you dislike the sound of my voice. But yeah, do a meditation to kind of calm your brain down if you are getting to the point where it's starting to really like wind you up. Next up, if you are someone who exercises and does workout in the morning rather than closer to the evening, if you possibly can. You know, working out in the morning gets your metabolism going, and you know, you, by the time it gets to the evening, you will be, you know, will be in a good place to rest. Whereas, you know, if you work out before bed, then you know you'll be having the reverse effect on that. Science tells us that getting more daylight is a good way of encouraging us to kind of wind down and get to sleep when it becomes sleepy time. So get out in the daylight, that can help. And things to avoid, and I think all of these are obvious ones, but I'm going to say them anyway just to finish this up. Avoid caffeine, avoid alcohol, and avoid spicy foods as well, apparently, because spicy foods, capuskin, or however you pronounce it, I always think that's a monkey. Is that the right word? It might not even be. I might mispronounce it entirely. That encourages your core temperature to rise, so avoid spicy foods. And if you do end up having a bad night's sleep, then do your very best to not nap during the day, because napping kind of messes up your rhythms in your kind of your sleep cycle, and can then make it even harder to get to sleep that night. So if you possibly can avoid napping, then you know, avoid napping. And if you do have to nap, then make it a 20-minute nap, just to, you know, you don't want to be getting into kind of deeper levels of sleep, because that is going to be, like I said, messing up your sleep cycle. So anyway, I've talked on and ranted about different ways in which to get to sleep when it's hot without spending any money. I hope you have taken a little something away from that, and if you haven't, then I make an apology, and I'm sorry for wasting 13 minutes of your time. I will leave it at that. If you are interested in having a consultation with me or chatting about hypnotherapy or life coaching, then drop me a message, chris@gystcoaching.co.uk, or check out my website, gystcoaching.co.uk. Look forward to chatting to you again soon.